Rabbi Yosef Kanofsky, Parashas Yisroi.
Shulim, shulim, rochik v'akoriv, korov those that are to hear, rochik those that are listening from far. Especially Shekhet, the organizer from Nachum David, Amedik Azikar Rabim, start of the day, Terry Wade, start of the week. We're now, today is Sunday, Yom Aleph L'Parshas Yisroi. I'd like to speak about Shabbos, the relevance to Parshas B'Shalach and Parshas Yisroi. But I'd like to start off the short Dva Halocha, the negate to Shabbos. We know in the Dibros Rishonos in Parshas Yisroi, says, Zoches Yom Shabbos Likadshei. In the Dibros Shnias, in Vaischanan, Zoshem Shomer. When Chazal says, Tagmon Brochus, Zoche Vishomer B'Dibach and Nemra. Zoche, we can't do such a thing, but Zoche Vishomer said together, what was actually written in the Luchas, the Ramban in Parshas Vaischanan takes on only Zoche was written in the Luchas. We won't go into that point of our Koponim, Zoche Vishomer B'Dibach and Nemra. And it's not just a theoretical hashkofadik issue here. There's a basic halacha that we're learning from this. There's a gemara in Brochus, Daf Chof Amud Beis, that the gemara says, Noshim chayoveis bekiddush hayoyim. Noshim amuchuyiv kiddush. Why shouldn't we be chayiv kiddush? Because we've got a klal azay. Noshim achayiv on mitzah say shein azman groma. Noshim achayiv on lavim. But on mitzvah say shazman grom and noshim apotah. So the shaila is, why are noshim chayv to make kiddush on Shabbos? It's a mitzvah say shazman grom. It's only once a week. Zot the Gemara, thinks a member of Rav Ava, that sin zocha v'shomer b'divayach nemra. So there's a hekish of zocha to shomer. Just like noshim have got the shomer of Shabbos, they're not allowed to do melachos on Shabbos, they've got the zocha of Shabbos. So we learn from the Hekesh, Zocha v'Shomer d'Be'echa Nemru, we learn that there's a Hekesh of the Zocha to Shomer, and it's Mechayev Noshim with Kiddush Hayom on Shabbos. As like men, Ad Kedei Kach, for one reason or another, a woman's alone at home, she's got children at home, those children under the mitzvah, they can't be met. Pashu, give the man to make Kiddush. And it's not even poshut, I'm not going to the shaila now, even the Ben Yud Gimel, if we don't know Bavadai, since it's in the game there are Isis, if we don't know Bavadai whether there's a godl or not, he can't be mitzvah his mother. She has to make the Kiddush. Why? Because she's Mechuyim and Atayda. Like we are Mechuyim and Atayda. Zocha, Noshim Chayos B'Kiddush Hayim. Klei Yetzir B'Kveiga, Ayin Tassanta Shaila. B'Kveiga Klei Shaila Azay. Kveigas in Mishnayis, the beginning of the fifth peik of Shabbos. This hekish of Zocha to Shomay, Klez Azay, the Moshel, all the dinim, all the lavim on Shabbos, all the lam tes melachos are lavim. So there's no shayla. There's one thing which you can't do on Shabbos, which is only an asay, the shayla you take on is only asay, shvisas behemtai. If I've got an animal, my animal's not allowed to work on Shabbos. If I work with the animal, it's mechama. But if the animal works, even if a goy will take my animal and work in the field as long as it's not sochot to the goy, the animal's my animal. I'm mechuy leman yonuch, sheicha v'chamecha kamecha. I'm mechuy to see the animal's rest on Shabbos. But the Rishonim take on to me and I say, a woman that owns an animal, is she mitzuvah to see that the animal shouldn't work on Shabbos? Was then the didyunim not? It's nasei. On the other hand, I've got the zocha to shomer. Kleir b'kveig ashaylem in chesrin chosem it's olam and beis. This hekish of zocha to shomer is only specifically for kiddush. Why? Because that's the word zocha. Zocha yevidvorim. The word zocha is talking about one of the dinim that we learn from the word zocha is zocha yevidvorim. That on Shabbos is a chiv to mention Shabbos. But what happens if I've got another assay, a Shabbos like assay, which is not nichlo dafk in the word zocher? Do I say that nosha machayv? That means the two stones and assay. One hand you could say that only things which take in zocher. What's included in zocher is compared to shomer. But an assay which is not dafka included in the word zocher, can no shema to still potus, means assay is a man grover. No. It's a cloy, it's a gilui that there's a heckish of all the assays of Shabbos to the late says of Shabbos. And just like the Noshima Mukhim, the late says of Shabbos, the Noshima Chayiv in the assay of Shabbos. It's an akimishvis behemte. Now, they clap, Minchas Chinuch Mitzlam and Beis, Minchas Chinuch says, Ich will go out, Minchas Chinuch says, Lo Yisi, use the Loshim, Lo Yisi, Shumpoise Grishim Achim, that should say that Noshim not Chayiv and Shvitz is Behemtai. He says, why? The Hekish is only specifically to Zoche. Minchas Chinuch assumes that the Hekish is specifically to Zoche, things which in Zoche, was stated in Gemon, much like Kiddush Hayim. But another Asev Shabbos, which is not included in the word Zoche, it's not part of the Hekish. If it's not part of the Hekish, why should it be Chayim? Le Yisi Shem Paisi Gurish Nachem, said the Potter. Rav Kveig is also down about the Shayim, also about Shvises Behemtai, it's Tapakti Ledina with Shvises Behemtai. And that's Rav Kveig's two Sveikas. But Rav Kveig is still so interesting Ram. We know that Noshim, there's a Chiv on Shabbos of Lechem Mishnah, and Rabbon, the Chiv Lechem Mishnah, and there's a chiv of Gimel Sudas for Shabbos. And it's learned from the month, last week's Parsha. Yesterday's Parsha. Three Sudas, Lamosha Lichlu, Hayyim, Shabbos, Hayyim, Hashem, Hayyim, Sumsuba, Soda. It says three times the word Hayyim to tell us that there's a chiv of Gimel Sudas. We learn Lechem Mishnah from the fact that the mom was a Lechem Mishnah. So, on Noshim Chayiv, Lechem Mishnah, Gimel Sudas, like we are or not? Savada Poshul Chayiv, why? Why are Noshim Chayiv, it's a mitzvah seish man groma, why are Noshim Chayiv Gimel Sudas and Lechem Mishnah? Last night they've got no different dinim, not to the shlishis, even in the short winter, Noshim and Vachuyiv Sholish Sudas like we are. Why? So the Ram, in Shabbos, Tav Kufi Zayinim Abayis, the Ram brings the Rabbein Atam, that there's a klal of Afin Hoi Ba'isanes. It's a Gemara in three places in Shas. Shabbos Chav Gimel v'negeya to Chanukah. It's a Gemara v'negeya Megillah d'Avdala v'negeya to Nikah Megillah. And it's a Gemara in Pesachim Kufches v'negeya to Dala Kaisis. Those are three Gemaras in Shas, which are Mechayev Noshim with a Mitzvah Seish Man Gomor. It's a new Svav Avinu Mitzvah Nes. Zot the Ranei Pasei, since they were part of the Nes of Mon, Mon fell for the women as well. So if they were part of the Nes of Mon, so if I say Afim Beisanes, that's why Noshim Achayv Lechem Mishnah and Gimel Sudas. As they state in Ran B'Shem Rabbein Natam, says the Ran in Tzorch Lazeh, I don't need this. Shangin, yet there's a cheshbon why you can't use Afim Beisanes. Oh, but the Moshul some Rishonim hold Afim Beisanes just as an aside. I don't want to go into it now. Some say Afim Beisanes where they were instrumental in making the Nes. Then you say Afim Beisanes. So Machlis Rishonim not learn Afim Beisanes. So according to this Luchay, you can't learn Afim Beisanes the Negea to Mechayev Lechem Mishnah Megimel Sudas Shabbos. What? In Ochanama, the Shalis of the Machlis Rishonim Afim Beisanes means that they benefited from the Nes, or they were instrumental to create the Nes. Moshe Noshim Tzikonis came out of Mitzrayim, Dalad Kaisis, the Mice of Yehudis with Chanukah. In Nochanam, but that's a Machlis Yishenim out of Taich Chafayim Beisanes. Alright. Al Kaponim, the Ran says, the thing I want to say is the Ran. The Ran says, Ein Tzor L'Chaza, I don't need Chafayim Beisanes. Why? Because since there's a Vat of Zohar to Shomer, so the Ran uses the Loshim, since there's a Hekish Zohar to Shomer, Kol inyone Shabbos nichlo b'zeh. So you should take Loshon Aran. Aran use the Loshon. Why is laying the Loshon Aran? Aran says, Vein tzay shem chol maise Shabbos ish v'ish ha-shovim zoche v'shome o b'chlal zay kol chiyu v'shabbos. Says Rav Kveger, shtek don Aran, that Ram doesn't state to Ram that the Hekish Zocher the Shomer isn't just referring to things which are Nichol and Zocher. The Ram and Ogilant Kol Chiyuv Shabbos Mamashma. The Ram's not talking about Shvisa Behemtai. So Rav Kveger, according to this Ram, The Ran said, Kol Chiyuv Shabbos B'mashma. The Ran is telling us anew that we should realize the scope of what was a nichel in Zoch, in the Hekesh Zoch of the Shomer isn't just things which are nichel in the word Zoch the way Menachos Chinuch understood, but Kol Chiyuv Shabbos B'mashma. It could be faket, it could be the reason why Rabbi Natan doesn't want to learn this because he holds differently. That's Kemish and Klaren. But I just want to finish off this Chelik Halacha that Reb Kveger and Menachos Chinuch. And if you look in the Mishnah Esrei Kveg, it says one of his Talmidim, after he heard the Shaila of Kveg, also brought the same Raya. Amei Dikin Santa Raya that Noshem Achai Shvius Behemtai. The Gemara in Shabbos, the beginning of fifth page in Shabbos, when the Gemara Zok Tazay, the Gemara says that Parosa the Gemara is talking about Hitzor and the Hitzor, Bamei Behemi Yotzes, the whole pagan Shabbos, Bamei Behemi Yotzes. So we found once that one of the Poros, which belonged to Rosam and Nazariah, went out with such a thing on Shabbos. The Mele Zariah, Tiz Kol Hitzor, not Kol Hitzor. Freight the Gemara Kasha, Reb Lozom and Nazariah just had one Porosa Shal Reb Lozom and Nazariah. Lozom and Nazariah Gmin Agvir Adir. Hagvi Adin of us, he had a shochen that had the behemah, and he wasn't meiches. Nikas al shemay. State shechinosai. State in the Gemara, he had the. That's what I'm saying. He had a shechino. He had a shechino that went out, and why wasn't he meiches? The ted nikas al shemay. Zot min cheschinu chaypaze. I've got a klor raya that even women are chuyven shvisa behemtay. Shechinosai hamedik in santa raya. So kabonim kum teizazay. Just to sum up this chelik halacha before we go into the chelik agod of slichtin zochav v'shamay. There's a shaila, we know that shvisa v'hemta the chayiv. And the amoedic diuk from this mishnah, shchinosai. It was referring to a woman. And nevertheless, there was an is over here. The shaila is why? It's a mitzvah sezim angroma. You're going to use zochav v'shamay, you have to clear what's slichtin the hekish. Mitzvah asoy, you can say that the whole hekish of zochav v'shamay only refers to kiddush. Things which are nichol in the word zoche. So I've then break the Rukweger name. Rukweger says, I've got a ran in Shabbos when they get to Lecha Mishnah and Gimel Sudas that call Chiyuv Shabbos B'mashma. Ad kan chelik ha'alocha at Tzibah from Lim Deteya enjoy hearing it v'alocha eich. Zoche is in a Shabbos l'katsh shomei. Zoche refers, as we've just said, to all the Zechir of Shabbos, the Mitzaseh of Shabbos. Zoch is Shem Shabbos L'Kadshay. The Shomay. The Vot for Chavetz Chaim, the famous Vot for Chavetz Chaim. Kol Mekadei Shvi Koroi Loi. Kol Shoyme Shabbos Kados Mechal Loi. Schorei Habe Moed Al Pipo Loi. Isha Machnei Shel Digay. Everyone knows Kol Mekadei Shel Zmiris. Chavetz Chaim Fataych Tazay. There's different levels of people that keep Shabbos. There's some people that hold on the high level of Shabbos, Mekadosh Shvi Koroilai. They're Mekadosh Shabbos, they spend Shabbos Lekadosh, they spend Shabbos learning, they spend Shabbos in the right spirit. Kol Mekadosh Shvi Koroilai. That's one type of people, the higher element of people called Mekadosh Shvi Koroilai. Then you get other people. Kol Shem Shabbos Kodosh Mechalai. You can push the Zach. A person can say the Shem Shabbos Kados, you know, his ganz mishavur chel gimel chel dalad, and his makbid of kalitz chamuras and Shabbos. Kol Shem Shabbos Kados mechallah ischa abemay. They both get kvalt ischa isha pipolay. Everyone will get scha according to the input. Everyone will get scha according to their level of shmir Shabbos. Those that the Shem Shabbos Kados mechallah is a kvalt ischa halavai halaman gezogt. Well, this is a hecher dage of kol mekalishvi koroyle. Basically, the Shomer is in the Lavim, that's in the Melochas of Shabbos, and the Zoche Lekadshei is more in the element of realizing Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdamah to Hilchos Shabbos, says Shabbos is the Chiyus for Nayit. He says that all the Ramach Evorim, the Ramach Mitzvahs correspond to the Ramach Evorim. It's a well-known Yisoid. The Ramach Evorim get their chius, so Chavetz Chaim says pshat, it's not just happens to be 248, 248. Every Eva gets its chius from a certain mitzvah. Sometimes it's very simple. I mean, Chavetz Chaim says the Moshe hand will probably get its chius from putting on tefillin on the hand. how some of the internal levim, al-kuponim, every eva corresponds to a mitzvah, and every eva gets its ruchnis to kachios from a mitzvah. The some levim, which ain't al shomet luya by, a person loses a finger, it's a bal mum, of it's not chay nefesh. If there's something the matter with the heart, with the lungs, the kidneys, or the brain, it's a chay, doesn't evishan shomet luya by. The certain key mitzvahs was in that get of an evishan shomet luya by. Shabbos is connected to the lev of a yid. A yid that keeps Shabbos, that's a chius for his whole neshama. We know that every person made up of a guf and a neshama. You can see someone walking around. You can be alive, you can be walking around. But if he's got the ruchnis to a chius, it's like a guf and a neshama. So Shabbos is like the neshama for a yid. And without Shmir Shabbos, I is working, he's alive. He's an animal's also alive. He's walking around alive. Oh, but there's no chius to him. Shabbos is the chius for Nayid. There's a Loshon Rabbeinu Yoina in Brochus, Taf Lamed Vov, and Medalef, Medalef, Erif, and the Old Gemoras. Kedushas Yisroel Tluy, Kedushas HaShabbos. A phrase, we would have thought it's after some, from Sforim, it's a Loshon Aran. So Loshon Rabbeinu Yoina. A Loshon Rabbeinu Yoina, Brochus, Lamed Vov, Medalef, Medalef, Erif, Kedushas Yisroel Tluy, Kedushas HaShabbos. The Kedusha of a Yid comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is what fuels our neshama. We've got the neshama Yaseira. Shabbos recharges our neshama. Kedusha is so tluy b'kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos, as we know, is the makor from Brocha. Zeh HaKodesh. Say it every Friday night. Kas Shabbos is the gebet of Zeh HaKodesh. Kas Shabbos is the makor of Brochas. Shabbos, we don't have to work. There's a gelim bichas Hashem itashir. There's an interesting vort. Siach Yitzchak in the Gon Siddur, in Siddur Agro, it's a page Siach Yitzchak. He says that we find Vayivoch Elikim Sim Hashiv Vayikadosh Vayisus. Apostle can Vayichul Apostle begin chapter based in Bereishis. There was a klola later on Zeis Apecha Toich Alechem. Chazal tell us that where there's a klola, where there's been a brocha, klola can't be chal on it. It's a Rashi, it's a couple of Rashi in the Chumash. Rashi says something where there was a Rashi says a yisoid that where it's based on a medrash that where there was a where something that had a brocha from the Rabbi Shalom, a klola can't be chal on it. In medrash state, Hagam and the Mice of Noach. Chom was one that did such a terrible thing to his father. He wasn't his kallah because he had the brocha. The klol was a chal on Canaan or a Canaan. Rashi says that the fish, there was no klol on them. So there's a Rashi based on a medrash, something which has been zayat to be a recipient of brocha can't have klol on it. Shabbos vayivorech lekim esim hashvi. Shabbos got a brocha. Shabbos is niskalish without brocha. Later on, when there was a klol of Zeis Apecha Toich Alechem, the brocha of Zeis Apecha only affects the wheat, not the Shabbos. So again, Bichas Shemitashe, it's a brocha. It's a Shabbos Tov Mevorach, Shabbos Shalom Mevorach. Shabbos is a heftuf from brocha. Shabbos gives brochas, and Shabbos is a makeh from brocha. Learning Yishtik Ramban yesterday on the Pasha. Shiva got vad Shabbos morning. Go through Rambans on the Pasha. Every week, a few Rambans. So I learned a Ramban yesterday. Rambans are very interesting. There's two Yisoidis in that Ramban. The one the way he learns an Arashi, and the one the way he learns an Eben Ezra. I was chapped when I was learning the Ramban yesterday. There's like two Yisoidis there. Shteit Apostle Gazei. I say, yes, day after Parsh Mishalach, between Mishalach and Yisrei. The Apostle Gazei. Klal Yisrael were given mon, and every day they got allocated a portion of mon. And they had a lav, al Yosem and al Boker. So lav, not allowed to leave anything over the next day. There were some people that didn't listen, as we know, Vayom Tullah and Vayivash. Came Yom HaShishi, and all of a sudden there was two portions. So they came running to Moshe. So Moshe says, "Who are you, Hashem? Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh Hashem Mor Tmoz Shabbos. Tomorrow you won't be able to cook. You won't be able to bake. Therefore, we need a double portion on Friday to prepare for Shabbos. Beichinas Hashem Yaviu. Aber was steht in Posse steht da sei? Eis Hashem Toivai, what you need to bake, you should bake. What you need to cook, you should cook. For Eiskolai, whatever's left over, leave till tomorrow. It's a machlekes Rashi and Ebenezer had to learn the Posseh. Rashi learns Pshat and Pasuk, and the Ramban says, Azim Vu and Targum. Eis Asher Toivah Eifu, whatever you need for the next 2 days, cook and bake today. You can't do that tomorrow. So what's Oidif now? What's left over? So Rashi learns Pshat, Eis Kaloidif means, so Ramban is miles below Rashi, Eis Kaloidif means, that if you've got anything left over, the Moshe, you've baked everything Friday. And cooked everything on Friday, and you've eaten on Friday, and you've got something left over, you can eat it tomorrow. Hanichad abayke, you can leave it till tomorrow. Shtet nochdesh, you can eat it, but you can leave it till tomorrow. That's how the Ramban learns Pshat and Rashi is kolayv hanichol chem nishmes adabayke. Whatever's left over after the Friday meals, leave it till tomorrow. Vayoyim vayanichol the left, nothing happened to it. Vayoyim Moshe chlu hayoyim. Agav, the Ramban says that they didn't eat it yet. All Moshe told them they can leave it till tomorrow. That means they won't go over the lav of Al Yosef. Leave it till tomorrow, but they weren't told that they can eat it. The Moshe hadn't told them that, and they didn't want to eat it until they got instructions what to do. So they let the Ramban start from doing the psukim. Moshe says, "Achlu ayoyim." He already told them, "Nichad abayke." He just said, "Leave it till tomorrow." That means you won't go over the lav. So Moshe said, "You can eat it." Zot the Ramban. A few words like Rashi. The Iskal Oidif means, so the Ramana say, don't kagzach on Friday. Eat what you need to eat on Friday. And you'll see that whatever's left over on Shabbos will be enough for you. Bichas Hashemi. So Ramban says, so from Rashi's Pshat. So we see that Avada, we know La Locha, one needs less on Friday, put aside for Shabbos. But the lesson over here, like Rashi's Pshat is, the Rabban Shem, Mon was a lesson of Deidus. Mon was a lesson of Deidus and Emunah B'Tochen. I've got for today, don't worry about tomorrow, etc. And everyone gets what they need. Mon, in B'Tochen, it's Ishtadlis, that was all part of the limit of Mon. So later the Ramban says, Sofin Rashi, Shtei Da'avot. Lais Lein Naloshin. Oh, the Eiskaloidev heads of the Loshan Ramban, Yitochen Shalitin Midabazeh. That means they didn't put aside half of it for tomorrow. Yoichlo Kirtzoinam Bashishi is what the Ramban Pshat and Rashi. Ki Oidev Yasmi Lashabbos Kibichas Hashemhi. Shabbos is Brocha, Shabbos is Abchina, as even Lechem Aponim was a Musik Vechel Kim Mesboch Bemeov. So Mele is what the Ramban, whatever's left over for Sunday, whatever's left over for Shabbos, eat. Zotte yoichle kirtzoinam b'shishi ki oidef yasmik l'shabbos b'ichas Hashemhi. So like the Ramban's Pshat and Rashi is that when there you saw the bracha was it on the food of Shabbos that's a chelik from the bracha of Shabbos. That's the Ramban's hoisof to Rashi's Pshat. Ebenezer learns differently. Ebenezer learns as a eis asher toivayifu, whatever you need for Friday, cook and bake on Friday. Eis Kolaida means the second half which was given for Shabbos, leave alone. No cooking, no baking, garnished. So the Ramban, that's Ebenezer. The Ebenezer doesn't add these few words. It's the Ramban's Moisif. That means, Hoy Eis Kolaida means, that means the second portion, leave it till tomorrow. And Moshe didn't tell him what to do with it. Put it aside. Divide a cook for today what you need for today. And that's Tefer Eifu. And the Eis Kaloidev, the second portion, leave for tomorrow. As I said, never nessa. Zot the Ramban, Ubaboy kom le mechlu ayayim. Aye, what are they going to do with it? Im ken yechlu b'shabbos chai. They'll have to eat it raw, without cooking or baking, like normal. The Ramban says, I prefer Rashi's pshat. Aber ich getacht nech, was liegt dort nach nessa? Es ist toch im pshat nev nessa, zazay. We know the Gemon Yuma, that the Gemon Yuma says that there's three psukim about the mon. One posuk says that they ate it and it tasted. One posuk said they had to bake and cook it. Another posuk says that to even grind it. So So the Ramban, so the Gemara Yuma says, things to find, hey, the Gemara Yuma says that we're talking about, say, Tzadikim had everything ready made, came to their door ready made. Beinanim had to start, they had the raw material, it came down in the form of chalas, they had to make it. Shoim had to prepare from scratch to cook, that means to grind and everything. Kenzaim Ushtet on Ebenezer is on Shabbos, because of the Kedusha Shabbos, everyone had a level of tzaddikim that they didn't have to cook and bake. So they chakl shot on Ebenezer. They could eat it raw. Just like the tzaddikim ate it the way it was, they didn't have to do anything about it. They could think what they want. About Kaponim, the idea I think over here, like the Ebenezer, is that Shabbos, they were treated like tzaddikim. Yesterday, Musaf. I'd let the Ramban just yesterday morning, the seven Ezra, but Ghitach Depshat. So now, Ghidam Musa, but Ghitach Dazay. Yismuchov Malchuscha, Shemeshavs, Vekayarik, Amikadish, V. Kulam Yisbu is Angmutavecha. What's the Kulam Yisbu? Ghitach, Kulam is all different types of people. All different types of people were Kenzine that during the week the Loma Drakis. Aber kulam yisbu yisang mituvecha on Shabbos, everyone can lift himself up to be this darga of yisbu yisang mituvecha to enjoy ourselves in the tour of the Rabbi Nishalaylam. This is the kulam yisbu. It's like the Ebenezer, shteit da'avot. This is the posh of the Shabbos da'an shomei seder. Aber they were given in midbar kaponim, they were given the anhog of tzaddikim that they could eat it raw and didn't have to cook. So this is Shabbos. So kum te zazay. We sag, these... When we let Ramban in the vein, chatman nekudas. So lay the Ramban, pshat and Rashi, shtet all the Yisod, the Bichas Hashem. The Shabbos, I get oich kimmus boch b'meyav. Even if they didn't have so much, Abel HaMais would go on a ribbon kamus. So you get it was enough for them. Don't worry about it. The Rabban will look after you. And Shabbos, the Bichas Hashem. As they come to Islay Rashi. Like the Ebenezer, with the Ramban, so Yisof is, the shtet that Yisod, that on Shabbos, they didn't have to cook or bake. Why? Just like tzaddikim were like that the whole week. Steht doch allemal, also ja, da haben wir trotzdem beginnen Shabbos, bei ihm Shabbos, 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 und ob auch Kuponim, auch Shabbos, die didn't have to, das ist der Kulam Yisbu, wo wir sagen, mit Uwecha. So kommt er jetzt, bei ihm ist, sind all die Kedusche, Schmirium im Loch, der erste Alef, so war der Schmirium im Loch. And without them, nothing stops. Can have dvekes wegen Shabbos, even not shame of Shabbos. Don't keep shulchan aruch. That's the gone shulchan from Shabbos. Aber if shmir Shabbos, then there's a kedusha from Shabbos. That's the chiyus from Ayid, the kedusha from Shabbos. That's the bracha from Shabbos. There's no b'zeis apechol, k'techa lechem, the klol of b'zeis apechol don't apply to Shabbos. And then these two mahalchim of Rashi, the Ramban Zayisof and Rashi, and the Ramban Zayisof and Ebenezer, status done the Pesukim Eskaloides. And that wissen also, Mezog doch, we just mentioned, Na Yisbuch Mechus, Am Mekad Sheshvi, Mekad Shabbos. We Mekad Shabbos. Wissen doch, jeden Tag mit Chom wissen, Shabbos is Kvir Vakayma. Boruch Ato Hashem Mekad Shabbos. Yontif, We're Makadish. Makadish is so vast manim. Shabbos Kvi Vakaima. It's built into the Bria. When Agav, then I stick the 3-4 words in the Orach HaShulchan that I've given Eugen, Akash, which I had for many, many years. Friday night, davening, we say, Atikdash, Virachtim Kolayom, Kidashtim Kolazmanim. Shabbos is Kidashtim Kolayom, Ubirachtim Kolazmanim. That's what we say. Kakos, as if you stay by Chulash my words. Vayvorech, like if I kaddish, it states in Posuk that Shabbos is Vayvorech, Vayikaddish, of Vushtek with Kolazmanin. Vushtek. Vichdash and Kolayom, Kdash and Kolazmanin. Vushtek does in the Posuk. Posuk just said Vayvorech, Vayikaddish. That Kasha has bothered me for many, many years. That's after me the Chomim. He gives them 3-4 words in the Orach HaShulchan. He says like this. Everything that's there, I'll just elaborate a bit on the few words that Orach HaShulchan says. I haven't got the Loshon here in front of me. Everything in the Bria was created in the first 6 days. That's the Bria. The seventh day was the Bria of Shabbos. Things which in the Bria are the Shalish of everything. And everything which is later is a titzah of the Bria. Kedusha Shabbos was built into the Bria. Because Kedusha Shabbos, that was in the first 7 days of the Bria. And Sheshmeh Maisa, and on the seventh day, what was the Bria of Shabbos? That was Menuch of Shabbos. Kumtayis, if Shabbos was built into the Bria, the Kedushas Hazman was Shabbos, Vayvoch Vaykadosh, and since that was a Tchilas HaBria, it's Adon V'Poshet, now that's the Sheresh of all other Kedushas, and that's why we can say in Tefillah, Yikdashim Kol Yom V'Achtim Kol Hazmanim. What's the Amakat Sheshvi? So I saw once a Vav, a Sefer called Dol Yosicheskel, Reb Chaskel Sa'ana, Chevn Rashiv, and I'm all from Vav, as what's the Amakat Sheshvi? We're not Makabal Shabbos. We're making ourselves that we can be Roy to be Makabal the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's Amakat Yishvi. We make ourselves a Klei Kibul. We're making ourselves that we can be Roy to receive the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos comes according to our level of Achona. Avada, there's a Musig of going through a Shabbos. A little child goes through Shabbos. And he gets, before the bris, a little child goes through Shabbos before its bris, in order to absorb Kedusha Shabbos before it's right for the bris. At the beginning of Tazria, based on the Zera Kodesh. It doesn't keep Shabbos. You go through a tkuf of Shabbos, go through Kedusha Shabbos. But for us, if we want to get Kedusha, the more we're making ourselves for Shabbos, the more we get. Shimshim Pinkus and his classic Sefer Shabbos Malkus. So, Hachonaf HaMitzvah, we all know, is our greatest Zach. There's only one place where it's a Dreiser, Shabbos. Vechinez HaShayaviyu. Or Shabbos is a Dreister, a Mitzvah to make him before Shabbos. Shtek and Taylor in him to make him before Shabbos. The Hachonaf HaShabbos is a Dreiser. To prepare ourselves for Shabbos. The more we make him for Shabbos, the more we get out of Shabbos. Briskerov Alatayr in this week's Sedra, when he discusses Maimed Asinai. So Briskerov Zoktavot, and Ashtol Tzaram Milch Shabbos, and I always say about this Zot of Briskerov, it's a Bol Lam of Nim Salomit. Briskerov Alatayr in Pashas Yisra, in this week's Pasha. So the Kali Sol, Leichel Om Kiddash Tamayim Moch Chibsism Leisam. So the Rabbi Shem told, "Hey, you're nechem yishleishes yomim. Prepare yourself for matan teider. You're going to be mekabel pnei Ashchina." Klal Yisrael didn't just want to hear how the Rabbi Shem speaks to Moshe. We learn the Rashi's carefully. The Klal Yisrael said, "We want the Rabbi Shem to speak to us, not just that we should listen in how the Rabbi Shem should speak to Moshe." She says, "If that's the matzav, you've got to prepare yourself for kabbalas pnei Ashchina to hear the dibros from the Rabbi Shem. You've got to be mechin." So to dugma lezeh, the Rambam says in Peilam Milch Shabbos that erev Shabbos you meichem Shabbos v'yoyshev b'koyved roish meichel hakpolas bnei Ashchina. You sit waiting. Meglan neich doesn't mean I'm just sitting waiting, staying at the window, staying out of the window. V'meichel b'koyved roish meichel hakpolas Shabbos k'moshi yitzik kasa melech. Kvoida shel melech is that you should wait. I'm anticipating him. I'm waiting for him. I'm ready. Yoishvim umiyachl in the boilak polis ponov. There's a ramam in Hilchas Chevel Mazik. It's a mission in the Boba Kama. Normally, if you run and bump into someone, you're the Mazik. On Erev Shabbos Nish, why? It's Rushus. It's a mit. His rots Rushus. The ramam adds a few words. Kadesh leitikones b'shabbos v'en uponui. It's not covered Shabbos. I'm sorry. I rush out from the mikra. I rush out from the shower 2 minutes before Shabbos. 2 minutes before Kabbalah Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos. To be ready before Shabbos. Prima Godem says in Simmeration in the Vav, someone's Moshe Mechel Lakayim Mesif Lechayim. So Moshe, Vayyotze Moshe, Es Omni Kras Elikim, so the Rabbi Nishalit does some chinef from going out to be Mekabbalah Melech. I'm waiting, I'm preparing myself, I'm going out. How do we come prepare ourselves 3 days for every Shabbos? Well, Chol HaPos Friday, to be aware, there's a mitzvah nachonah from Shabbos. be ready a few minutes before Shabbos. Ich bin Pomri. Es ist nicht kweidisch als Shabbos, als ich komme wie eine Pomri. Und als ich mir jache, like, bonus mir als Shabbos, komme ich hier jetzt across am Elech. Just like, so as I say, Briscoe uses this anders to be Mars, be the Achon of Mag, das sind die bonus mir als Schinne. But we've got bonus mir als Schinne. Tracht allemal. The whole Kabbalah Shabbos is to be Mekabbalah Melech. Ne Shabbos ne Kabbalah. Mit so Shabbos, Pram, na Grisam la Malka. Where's the Melech been the whole of Shabbos? By us. So we've got to be aware that Bemis Mazitz by the Melech against Shabbos. We're Zeuche to have the Melech with us against Shabbos. It's Machaiva different than Hogan Shabbos. It's Suda Shabbos. A whole Eifnam, a whole behavior, a whole Han Hogan Shabbos. About Kaponim, the more that we're making ourselves for the Kabbalah, the more we're making ourselves to be Mekabbal Shabbos of Zeuge Topman. Shabbos has got a lot to give us. Beruchnius, begashmius, everything. But a lot depends on our achonah to Shabbos. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, las ha-Shabbos. What's the double lashon? Shomru las ha-Shabbos. So Rechaim HaKodesh in Pashto Ketzisa says, v'shomru min lashon aviv shomru sadova. I'm waiting, I'm anticipating. And what can I do for Shabbos? There's halachas. The whole week we should remember Shabbos. We say, ayim rishu for Shabbos. If you find something nice, you put it aside for Shabbos. If you find something nice, you eat the first thing, you keep the second thing. It's all part of Achonah for Shabbos. There's a Gashmistik Achonah for Suda Shabbos. There's a Ruchnistik Anhoga. How I spend my Friday, that is my Friday conducive that I should be able to have a Ruikat of Shabbos. A Sipunin Haindika Pasha. Zuchas Yom Shabbos Likadche. What does it mean? Sipunin says you shouldn't start a job or work, something on Friday, that when it comes to Shabbos, you can't be Masir Das. Just imagine, Friday dinner time, someone makes an important business call, and there's a big investment. Waiting for an answer, as you say. So the whole Shabbos is thinking of what's get done. It's a reinhalt not to look at his text, not to look at his emails, metals, ding, and you saw him, metals, of the coppers from woman. Don't do anything on before Shabbos, that when it comes to Shabbos, you can't spend Shabbos because of Lashem Alekecha. That's all part of Achon of Shabbos. Then it's a part of Achon of Shabbos. If I'm ready a few minutes before Shabbos, Echlein of Asler of Shabbos. We'll say, especially in the winter, just imagine this week that Shabbos is the same time as last week. I've got another quarter of an hour. It's moving forward every quarter of an hour. Last week I managed, just about. So it's a manage this week, quarter of an hour earlier. The concept of realizing that the more we're making for Shabbos, the more we'll get out of Shabbos. Klal Yisrael were niggle from Mitzrayim b'schus Shabbos. So Balaturim, come out the first Balaturim in Parshas Shmos. Ve'ne Shmos b'nei Yisrael, he says, safe tevis of Shabbos, b'schus Shabbos niggle from Mitzrayim. Chub Beis Hamidrash came for Chil Shabbos. We know that all the Yisoidas of Geula apply to the Geula Asida. Kreis and Chazal, Ben Machai discussed it many in a few places in this forum. We want the Broch of Shabbos. We want the Geula, which only El Moli Shomush Ne Shabbos Miadam Nigolim. So if we understand what Shabbos is, we're making ourselves lechvayt Shabbos, and it means Hashem will be zeicher to the gula, zeicher sein to the ganze broche from Shabbos, we'll be zeicher to chaim, what Shabbos can give, and we'll be zeicher to the gula, and it means Hashem may remain amen.